Walked up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me remind you that on Saturday we will rebroadcast the national championship game at 8:30 in the morning and at 4 p.m. Clemson, Alabama, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. And that is sponsored by Sandvik Tiger Moving Company and Clemson's Best Ice Cream. So if you loved it the first time, you'll love it even more the second time because you don't have any of the stress of the results. It's a lot smoother. It's a lot easier on the palate. So there's that. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, on my way in also, I heard a tiny bit of discussion about Clemson's decision on the kickoffs to fair catch the kickoffs and their willingness to take the ball on the 25-yard line. And I think it was Will Vandevort was discussing that element. Yeah, no question about that. I mean, I think Clemson was more concerned with safety and ball security. And I think that goes back to the Oklahoma game. You know, had Kendrick not fumbled in the Oklahoma game, there might have been a different decision. But I think that fumble in the Oklahoma game, Clemson basically said, because Clemson been down this road before, right? You lost the first time because of special teams issues. So, and it was absolutely apparent in year two, Clemson was not going to lose. I mean, Clemson made a conscious decision in year two that they were not losing via special teams, that they played it as safe as you could possibly play it. They were not going down the same way. And in year four, I think the decision was probably trending in that direction anyway, based on the level of the opponent. But I think the Kendrick fumble versus Notre Dame was instrumental in that decision. Did I say versus Oklahoma a couple minutes ago? Because I'm thinking running back in my head that I did. No one wrote that. But obviously, the Kendrick fumble versus Notre Dame, if I did. I think that they were probably going to opt for conservative nature regarding the return game in any case. But I think it was made that much more clear by having to wait for that replay against Notre Dame and the fact that ball was either a half inch in or a half inch out. So I think there's that. Ray from Anderson says, I didn't like it the first time. I'll make sure the radio's turned down Saturday. That's funny. To the phones. Oh, you Alabama fans, I have something special for you. Let me get back to Knowles fan. All right, Knowles fan, I'm sorry. So, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, so here's what we left off with. You were talking about what? The possibility of Jalen Hurts going to Florida State to beat out DeAndre Francois? And that's what?
Yes, I've been arguing with a lot of Florida State fans on Twitter, and they're thinking Jalen Hurts would be the better option. And it just really confuses me. I guess everybody's so down on Francois last year, and I don't think he's the same since his injury.
He's not.
So, I mean, I understand that, but I don't think Jalen Hurts would be no better, in my opinion. I just really don't. He can't throw the ball like you said.
People have no idea how horrific Jalen Hurts would have been in that offense this year or last year. They have no concept. The people just don't know. They're fed this stuff by people who also don't know this stuff about Jalen Hurts, Heisman Trophy candidate. Jalen Hurts was great. Jalen Hurts won. He won in running the football behind a dominant offensive line with a stable of 230-pound backs. None of that translates in any way anywhere else in America. None of it. And the notion that he could be better or would be better than DeAndre Francois is laughable. I'm sorry. It's just laughable. DeAndre Francois has more talent in his little finger.
He runs the ball more. The argument I keep getting, Walt, is because he's a better runner than Francois. But, I mean, Jalen Hurts isn't that great of a runner.
No,
either,
he's not. Jalen Hurts is a power runner only. And, again, The part that these idiots apparently don't get, he's running behind one of the five best offensive lines in college football. At Florida State, he would have been running behind the worst offensive line in college football. If you don't understand the distinction of those. Right. Yeah, I'm glad he's a good runner. He'll be running fullback style in reverse.
Well, I appreciate you letting me get in, man. I just want to hear your thoughts on that because I've been fighting with people. I said, he can't even throw the ball 30 yards. Why do you want to put him in there? I said, we need to get that deep threat going for our receivers. We don't need Jalen Hurts.
No, that's absolutely laughable. Absolutely laughable.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Noles fan. And again, the notion that you know, well, a Baker Mayfield and a Kyler Murray went to Oklahoma, so, you know, Oklahoma could be interested in another chance for a quarterback. Maybe they are. Not that one. Not to play quarterback. They may want him at strong safety. They need to upgrade that defense. No question about that. I'm sorry. I'm spitting on the feel-good story of the year. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the truth. No one else is. Either they don't recognize it, and I think that's a big part of it, that they actually still are believing the fairy tales, like the fairy tale that Alabama was unbeatable this year. To the Northland Communication Follies. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing today?
Good, Mark. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Well, just like everybody else, you know, Clemson, man, that was a dominant performance. I got a son who's a sophomore there this year, and what a great time to have a Tiger in your family. I'm an App State guy, and I wanted your thoughts on the hiring of Eli Drinkwitz to App State as a head football coach. Yep. He's only 35.
Yep.
And I know he brought Ted Roof over to help coordinate the defense.
Yeah,
and
that's my concern.
I can tell you
right there. I love the Drinkwitz hire. I thought he actually made App State better, more imaginative in the bowl game, and that is what he does. He's a bright mind, and I thought his influence even could be seen at the end of the year. Having said that, I hate Ted Roof. I'm not a Ted Roof guy. So, we'll see how that part of it works out. I think the Drinkwitz part is great. The Roof part concerns me.
Yeah, everybody that I've spoken to in App Nation feels along those same lines. It's kind of like, you know, Roof's been around a lot of programs, and he's I know he's gathered pieces that make sense in our 3-4 that we try to – you know, but the whole thing about it is we're really concerned about our defense.
Well, and the problem is that you've always been aggressive scheme-wise. Roof is anything but aggressive. He's soft. He's conservative. You know, I mean, I have never – his defenses don't tackle well historically. This goes all the way back to when he was at Auburn, and he had to answer questions about how they didn't tackle. I don't get that part at all. I mean, and I quite honestly, this is no slap in the face of App State, but if Ted Roof were all that, there would be more major schools competing for him. Major schools trying to get away from him. I mean, Georgia Tech dumped him for your guy.
Yeah, I understand that. But anyway, I'm kind of, you know, I'm excited about Eli and what he can bring to the program. I know
at Boise State,
you know, he had some, he developed some good pieces and at Auburn as well when he was with Malzahn. So I'm kind of anxious to see what he can do up there.
Yeah, I agree with that part. And I think, again, we've already seen a little taste of that. But I think offensively, you'll be fine. We'll see about the Roof thing. I mean, maybe someone will dictate to Roof that he needs to be more aggressive, but.
Sure.
That would be my concern because, again, you have under prior coaching staffs, App State has been aggressive defensively, and I think it's been one of the hallmarks. Right. And, again, that is the exact opposite of what Ted Roof has always been.
Thank you a lot, Walt.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. You know, again, I don't try to be the bearer of bad news from – I'm not going to tell people something, you know, that just isn't true. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, again, even the Jalen Hurts thing, you know, look, you want to write all these feel good tweets and, you know, and all this flowery stuff about Jalen Hurts and how he's going to be remembered fondly, you know, trust me, ask some Alabama fan 5 years from now about Jalen Hurts, see what they say. I mean, I'm just... I'm telling you the truth. Some of the world, we live in a nation of parrots from a sports standpoint, and most of them have no idea what they're talking about. They don't know what talent looks like. They have no clue. And so they make these ridiculous statements, and they're proven wrong time and time again, but they don't even recognize it. There are still people who think Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. When I will tell you this, there are 130 teams in college football. There have to be 100 better starting quarterbacks than Jalen Hurts. 100. I mean, that's what you're talking about. Now, does he bring you some character and some toughness and some of these intangibles? Yeah. Yeah, but those things work great when he's playing with all that Alabama talent, when he's filling that game manager role. You take him out of that system and put him anywhere else, you think he's going to get better? Jimmy, how are you?
Fine, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Jimmy. I appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me get in. I come up with a brainstorm and how we can make some money. Let's package the Monday night game, send it to Kirby Smart and tell him and show him how not to choke.
Yeah, well, Kirby is going to have to learn that lesson, and it is, it's a keeping your foot on the gas lesson. And let's be honest, you know, one of the things that people have, if there's one thing that people have been concerned about Coach Sweeney in his tenure, it's been taking your foot off the gas in some second half situations, right?
Yeah.
And he clearly learned. If there was any lesson to be learned there, he clearly learned. He wasn't going to do that against Alabama.
You know what really what made me give me the satisfaction in this thing is that for 10 minutes and 2 seconds, they ran it right down Alabama's throat. The last 10 minutes and 2 seconds.
Well, because Alabama had quit. Again, Alabama had quit at that point, or as Chris Fowler prefers, they had capitulated.
You can talk where, you can say what you wanted to, but they know how football tastes now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do know how football tastes.
To me, they talk about how great they always bring up the greatness of Alabama, greatness of Alabama. Well, if they're so great, how good are we?
Well, way better than Alabama. I mean, again, the whole season was based on the premise that Alabama was the greatest team of all time. The whole season was based on that. It was a lie.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, it was a lie. I mean, it wasn't true.
But
I mean, look, you know, in all honesty, Jimmy, had Georgia not taken their foot off the gas, if they had not beaten themselves, if they had not, they would have beaten Alabama in a similar way.
Yeah. But to me, if you go back and you look at it at a 30,000 foot level, this goes to show you just how overrated the SEC is.
Well, look, let me phrase it a little differently. I think the SEC is a good football league, but it becomes overrated with this madness that's associated with it. This exactly. constant saturation exactly. that they're better than everybody else when they're not. Yeah. The two top teams in the league got drilled. I mean, Alabama got shedded by Clemson, and Georgia got neutered by Texas. I mean, all along, we hear that the Big 12 is this powder puff league that is just soft and can't play football. They had 4 games against the SEC. They won 3 of them, and they were the lower seeded team in every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I just wanted to let you know about my marketing geniuses.
Yep. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. I'll get to your text on the other side, 525. Travis, you're up first. You can actually get in for the first time today. You want in. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Listen, Halt is incredible. You know, right now they have a winter conditioning package. You want to get your vehicle ready for winter, and First Class Halt can help you with that. Trust me, it's their extra cold weather winter special for just $69.95. It's a 32-point inspection. They'll make sure your vehicle is ready to handle extreme cold. You want to know what the worst thing is, Ramona? The worst thing is you get stuck somewhere when it's 15 degrees and you didn't even wear a coat because you thought you were going to be inside the car. Don't let that happen to you. First Class Halt will prevent it. First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like them. The Anderson location opened their doors in 2016. Trust me, if you own one of these vehicles, you have an inherent advantage over the rest of us because you have someplace who will service your vehicle, who knows your vehicle inside and out. This is all they do. They drive these vehicles. They work in them. They're the experts. The Anderson location has Greg with over 25 years of Lexus experience and Steve with over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You are getting top-notch specialists. Knowledge is top flight in the industry. They explain every option to you, so you, the customer, makes the final decision on everything. They have a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all their work, free roadside assistance. The facilities are clean, professional. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. They have a free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. There is no one in this industry more accommodating than First Class Halt, and they're the best. When it comes to these vehicles, that is all they do. It is what they know. If you own one of them, call the number. 260-9600 in Anderson. 260-9600. 260-9600. Go to firstclasshalt.com for coupons and specials. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. And first, we'll be joined by Bob Ibeck of Nyko Sports with the brand new national championship football offering. And by the way, you can see this is becoming a trend. You're going to want the set. You're going to want the set to commemorate this era of Clemson football. Bob will tell us about that on the other side. Walter Petula Road Rage, quick break.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts into the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him, it's second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show with more than 250 vehicles on display. Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thack with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5. We'll get to some of your texts in a few minutes, but I need to get to Bye Bye back first. Before I do that, let me tell you about Harry's. Look, Harry's should be part of your New Year's resolution, because with better personal finance decisions like Harry's, you can save over $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. Take better care of yourself. Harry's products have won all sorts of awards, including a 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. It glides across the contours of your face. There are no cuts, burns. That's Harry's. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover. Get this, all for just $3 plus free shipping. I just don't know why anybody wouldn't do that with this offer. Use Walt, promo code Walt, at Harry's.com. That's Walt, capital letters, for a limited time. And you know, listen, Harry's founders knew there had to be a better way. They were tired of getting screwed over. They were tired of buying razors that had flex balls or played music or handles that looked like spaceships. All these gimmicks that the major companies use to add to the price. None of that has anything to do with a quality shave. In fact, they upset the balance of the razor. Harry's has a better way. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers can get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. All right, let me get to Bob Iback and Doug and Seneca. I know you have a question about Clemson players declaring. We've addressed, I think we've addressed all of those already, actually, on the show, but I will hit them again quickly in a couple of minutes. Let me get to Bob. Bob, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Probably my voices are going a little bit. It may be a little scratchy today. We've been cheering too much for the Clemson Tigers.
Yeah. It's amazing season. And I think Clemson proved without question who the best team in the country was and how people really had it wrong all year because there were things they missed.
You're so right. You know, I was telling people before the game, Walt, that I said my pick was going to be Clemson. I certainly didn't see 44-16. I'd be lying if I said that. No. Nobody did. No. But they certainly proved that they're the better team. And certainly this era that they're opening up now, two championships in the last 3 years, has been amazing. And once again, we're doing something with the Extra Yard for Teachers, the official charity of the college football playoffs, Wilson's making 5,000 of these limited edition full-size footballs, championship footballs for Tigers fans. And in a moment, you probably want to grab a piece of paper and a pen. I'll give out a toll-free number. How you can get these for just $99. We're probably, maybe about 25% of the way sold out already, just in the first day of doing this. And they are beautiful footballs. I got a chance to see a prototype. What you'll get on the football, in addition to a numbered certificate of authenticity, it'll have a panel on there, one of the white panels, 15-0, and it'll say national champions. But that means something extra special this year because no college football team has ever won 15 games in a season. So this is a very unique football. We'll have the college football logo on there, the Clemson logo, the ACC title logo, and, of course, the Cotton Bowl logo for that big win against Notre Dame. So you'll get all that information on that part of the football. Then right below that is really kind of a cool recap of the season. We went back all 15 games. We listed in order the date, the opponent, and final score. So years from now, when you want to go ahead and look back and say, hey, how did we get here? How did we win? Who did we beat? What were the scores? Everything is there right on this football. Everything is embossed. It's not pad printed. It's really Wilson takes extra care to do this. And know, too, that, you know, with Extra Yard for Teachers, it's going to benefit school teachers in the state. It stays right there in the state of South Carolina, and we've all had school teachers in our life who've made a big difference. So I do encourage people to step up, get yourself something that you'll remember this magical season forever. Only 5,000 will ever be made. $99 gets you the football. If you call a toll-free number, it's 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868, or simply go to the website. If you can't get through the phone lines, don't panic. The website, you can order it right there, nicosports.com, and you spell that nicosports.com, or the phone number 1-800-345-2868.
Yeah, and we should say, you know, if for your Clemson man cave, these are the ultimate display items, and they come. It's a beautiful presentation. The ball itself, and then the enclosure as well that the ball comes in. I mean, it's really an incredible value. And Bob, tell us again about the exact ball and what you get on the ball. One more time.
Yeah, what you get, you get all these cool logos. Like, get the official college football logo,
right,
the Clemson logo with an orange tiger paw, the ACC title logo, and also the Cotton Bowl logo for when they beat Notre Dame in the semifinal game. And, of course, it'll say national champions on there. Everything is embossed. And then that second panel will have a recap of all 15 games. And like I said, first time ever a college football team has ever won 15 games, gone undefeated in the modern era. So it makes it very unique. These will become real, real collectibles, and I think they'll only go up in price in years to come to become a really true collectible because of the uniqueness of the season, having a team go 15-0. So if you'd like to order these again, the toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. $99 will snag you this. And go to the website. You can see it. Check it out there. NICOSports.com. NICOSports.com.
And again, this is an extremely limited offer. And once they're gone, they're gone. There won't be another run of them. So if you've already started a collection of them, then you want to make sure that you get this ball as well. Because, again, this is going to be part of a really unique era in Clemson football history, and this is a pretty good way to document it.
You're so right, Walt. I mean, with Trevor Lawrence there, only a freshman, I can see this happening a couple more times the way he throws. I'll tell you, he's ready for the NFL right now, in my book. He looks like he's very poised for a freshman. And
oh, yeah.
A great performance.
Sure he did. And the offensive line, I thought, had a great performance as well. I mean, basically, never let him get touched. I mean,
plus your defense. I mean, they had three stops there in the red zone. That turned the game, I thought.
I mean, Alabama didn't score after the first 16 points. The last three quarters of the game were really just total Clemson domination, and they were just clearly the better team. I mean, I don't think it was fluky. I mean, were there things within the game that mistakes that Alabama made that they might not make on a different night? Maybe, but I don't think it would have changed the outcome. I think that Clemson was just the better team, and quite honestly.
No, you're so right. You're so right. They ought to have a video. I think they could do about a 2-minute video of Nick Saban and the many faces of Nick Saban on the sidelines that night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look.
He looked, second half, I'll tell you what, he looked like a beaten man. And if Dabo didn't want to go, if he wanted to not take his foot off the pedal, they might have rung up about 60 points against him.
Oh, yeah, look, the fake field goal was, I just think, another act of desperation. And one that was as telegraphed as any that we've ever seen. So.
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible, horrible call. And then twice he had to go for, fourth down at his own territory around the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
He was going for he knew he was in trouble. You could tell early on, he looked up and he said, oh, boy, I'm in over my head tonight. No,
they were outmanned. They were outgunned. I mean, the matchup, again, the matchup with the Clemson wide receivers, I thought all year, said it before the year, that Alabama lost 120 starts in their nickel package. And I just thought all season long that their secondary was more than suspect. And I thought that CeeDee Lamb abused them in the Oklahoma game. And the only bad news for Oklahoma is they didn't have a healthy Marquise Brown. But Clemson had, weapons everywhere you looked in the receiving game. And the question was if they could protect Trevor Lawrence, there was no doubt what was going to happen on the back end. Because, Fromm threw for 300 yards against them, and Murray threw for 300 yards against them, and Trevor Lawrence replicated that feat, and
I guarantee you, Brett Venables, the defensive coordinator, he saw what was going on in the second half against Oklahoma, and you got to tip your hat to him. I mean, he saw all the flaws there and just went after it.
Oh, no question. I think he did a really good job confusing Tua, and I also think that Clemson took away a lot of Alabama's base offense, and that look, they want to run those inside slants. It's what they want to do, especially with a Tua that's not real mobile at this point. And Clemson took those away. Oklahoma gave them free releases to the inside. Clemson did not. And I think all year, fundamentally, people had it wrong. The best team in the country was Clemson, and I think they proved their dominance in that game. And so this football represents a great opportunity to document all of that, to have it for posterity's sake, and to make it part of your man cave. I mean, it's the ultimate Clemson representation of the national championship game. And for those of you who have done it before, you basically have a Deshaun Watson championship, and now you have a Trevor Lawrence championship. And you may need to make more room, Bob, because I'm not so sure you won't be hanging out here for the next 7-8 years.
Well, I have a section in my man cave up here. I was with the Chicago Cubs for many years, and I have a lot of Cubs stuff up here. But, boy, I got a section now. People are saying, what's with all the Clemson memorabilia? I said, you know what? They just keep on winning.
No, you're exactly right. And, I mean, in all honesty, Bob, look, we've seen some close games between these teams, but what you had the other night was a bully beatdown, and you have to wonder a little bit if it's a changing of the guard. I mean, is Alabama really going to bounce back? And maybe they will. There's always an edge to the team that loses this game, but I think going forward, I don't think there's any question. The top coach in the country right now is Dabo Swinney. I think it's inarguable. And it's no disrespect to Nick Saban. Historically speaking, he's one of the answers with Bear Bryant and a few others. But in terms of the here and now and moving forward, I just don't think there's any question which guy you want representing your program, and it's Dabo Swinney. And so, you know, you're gonna be here for a few more Trevor Lawrence years, and then the next 5-star quarterback, which is gonna be the DJ ukulele kid, is probably gonna come from the West Coast. So you may need a second home in these parts, Bob. More footballs, Bob. You're going to need more footballs.
I already told Nyko Sports, start production next year's football already, will you?
That's exactly right. You're going to need more of them. All right, Bob, one more time. It's an incredible display football in a beautiful case. It'll be perfect for your man cave. You have limited opportunities to get them. You'll be hearing more in the next couple of days. But tell them, Bob, how they get the ball.
Yeah, it's only $99.
By the way, as we're speaking, I'm getting texts from people who just ordered it.
Great. It's only $99. It benefits the extra yard for teachers. Don't forget that, because the school teachers are going to help. We're going to raise a lot. We raised about $2.4 million for them.
And that stays in the local area, does it not?
That's right. It'll stay in the local area, help out school teachers in South Carolina. And that's a big part of the program. Fifth straight year, Extra Yard for Teachers has been the official charity of the college football playoff. So it's $99, only 5,000 made. These will sell out like they did a couple years ago when they won. It's 1-800-345-2868, 1-800-345-2868, or go to the website, nikosports.com, N-I-K-C-O sports.com. And I know I'll be talking to you again a couple times more this week. And we hope that by parade time on Saturday, if not soon after that, we can announce that we've sold this thing out again.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it as always. Thank you very much.
Okay, you have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I know people have been hanging on. I'm coming to you as soon as we get back. We appreciate Bob Ibach. And don't snooze on those footballs, because they'll be gone. And it's a great way to commemorate this entire era, which, quite honestly, it'll end at some point. You know, it may not be for a quarter century. there may be like 20 more of these balls before all said and done. But by all means, get this one now. In fact, another texter just wrote, just ordered the ball with the mahogany case. That's what I'm talking about, Walt. There you go. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
The Tigers hit the road again as they travel to Syracuse to take on the Orange at the Carrier Dome in another tough ACC matchup. This Wednesday, with pregame starting at 7:30 for an 8 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Relax. Our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card is a slam dunk. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office, any one of our more than 30 locations, or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your debit card today and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get three rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pickney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Terrence sent me this. I'm coming to you people on the phone lines. You hang on in there. I'll get to you in 1 second. I addressed this yesterday, the Quinnen Williams comments about Trevor Lawrence, but the comments that I saw were just like a sentence or two long, and I addressed the absurdity of them yesterday. Terrence sent me this from TigerNet, and those comments were... He had more to say than that. There's an extended version of those comments regarding Clemson. And he wasn't the only one, according to Nikki Hood and TigerNet. Speaking of defending Clemson, he said they weren't hard at all, Williams said in a post-game interview aired on the Four Letter Network. They were very easy. They capitalized a lot of mental errors. We made a lot of mental errors. They didn't come out and do nothing special. I'm reading, these are his quotes. We played greater offense than that, Oklahoma offense or Georgia offense. We just made a lot of mental errors and they capitalized. That's what good teams do. They capitalize on mental errors. Williams took his statement a step further, refusing to give Lawrence any credit while giving Clemson's receiving corps, who deserves many of the accolades, all of the acclaim. No, they really didn't do anything that caught us off guard. We knew everything was coming. We ran a zone. They ran go routes, 50-50 balls. Trevor Lawrence threw the ball up. It ain't like he just put it on the money, dropped dimes, none of that. He just threw them up. The receivers made plays. You got to give all the respect to the receivers. The receivers really adjusted on every ball he threw, Williams said, because he didn't throw great balls. He didn't throw pinpoint balls. He just threw 50-50 balls. He threw it up. They have receivers that make plays, and their receivers made plays. Safety Xavier McKinney apparently echoed some of this stuff, saying that, no, it was just them. They didn't execute. Had a lot of busts, a lot of things we could have done better, and that's basically it. You know, first of all, honestly, this kind of talk is not only moronic, it's just totally classless. I mean, completely classless. Did Alabama make a lot of mistakes? Yeah. You know, that's what happens when you play a better team. You get caught up, you make errors. When you play a team that's better than you, you tend to make mistakes. You tend to turn it over because they forced you to, because they outwitted you, because they out-schemed you, because they out-athleted you. That's what happened. That's what happened. And what what Quinnen Williams somehow still apparently doesn't get is that that's the design. The design is that they knew, Clemson knew, as we told you all year, that Alabama secondary could not cover man-to-man, could not handle them, whether they're playing zone, whatever they're playing, that they could not cover them. They knew that. They knew that there were deficiencies in that Alabama secondary. And that when matched up against Clemson receivers, they were not going to win. And so 50-50 balls, as Alex correctly pointed out, really aren't 50-50 balls if one side catches all of them. That's by design. That's the way it's done. I have a bigger receiver on a smaller cornerback, and the bigger receiver is the more talented, more physical guy. Well, the quarterback's job is to give his receiver a chance to make plays. That's the design of it, Quinnen. That's how it's supposed to work. That's exactly what they wanted to do. They imposed their will on you because they were better than you. And quite honestly, you're too dumb to get that, man. I mean, those are stupid comments. They're unfortunate. And really, they're classless. I mean, can anyone ever credit anyone else anymore? Can anyone actually say, you know what, man, they were just better than us? You know, here's the thing, Quinnen. If you had lost 27-24 and on some sort of fluky play, or even just lost a 27-24 game, you want to run some of this? I don't know, maybe. You got your A handed to you on a platter. You got your elephant size A handed to you on a platter. Clemson didn't edge you. They beat your brains in. Clemson was better than you. It wasn't luck. The luck was imposed. Your bad luck was forced upon you. Do you not get that? Clemson was better than you. Better. There comes a point where you just give the other side credit. There comes a point where you don't make excuses. You don't berate. Look, this guy was criticizing or tried to Kyler Murray before the Alabama-Oklahoma game. He was starting to run his mouth about Kyler Murray. And then he stopped midstream because he knew Saban would have cut his head off. But now, in the aftermath of it all, I guess he feels entitled to say anything he wants. Here's something, Quinnen. How about you didn't get any pressure on Trevor Lawrence? How about your alleged great defense couldn't affect him at all? How about the Clemson's offensive line didn't allow you to get anywhere near the quarterback? How about, oh, that freshman quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, man, he played really well. I just don't get it. I don't get it from a mentality standpoint. I don't get it. It's just, to me, it's just classless. I mean, first of all, it's factually wrong, right? It's like, man, you have no idea what you're talking about. None. It's like you don't understand what just happened to you. Those throws are by design. Clemson saw your secondary. They saw you against Georgia. They saw you against Oklahoma. By the way, if you think Georgia's a better offense than Clemson, you're clueless. But it just gets to the point of being ridiculous. You know, Roma, it's the same thing always. These people don't lose. I've said that about Alabama forever. They don't lose even when they lose. When they lose in a bowl game, it's always some excuse. With Utah back,
that they're really spoiled
right.
Sports.
With Utah back in the day, it was, well, they didn't want to be there. When they lost to Ohio State, it was, well, we had guys playing. This is what they said. They said, we had guys playing with a mind's eye in the NFL. Like Ohio State didn't. But that's what they said. Now it's that it was an accident. It was that, you know, man, we just made mistakes. It wasn't about anything they did. quarterback wasn't any good. He just lobbed it up in the air, and his guys caught it. You know what? Look, here's the thing, Quinnen. I'm going to assume that wherever you stay at, you have a television. I would go watch a replay of it so you have some idea what actually happened to you before you make ridiculous statements. You know, and what's really unfortunate is this guy is a great player. He's a great player. And you would expect greatness to recognize and respect fellow greatness. Not the case here. Here's the thing, Quinnen. Clemson's better than you. They're better than you on National Championship Monday night or any other Saturday in the year. Just a better football team. Just better. 44-16 is not an accident. It's a bully beatdown, and it would happen every time those two teams played. Clemson is better than you, period. Better. And the kid you're saying this stuff about stepped up big time in a national championship game and played exceedingly well. And all those throws he made were exactly by design. They were not accidents. They were not something that were fluky. They knew Clemson knew exactly what they were doing. Clemson watched Patrick Surtain cover CeeDee Lamb. They watched it. They saw that your cornerbacks have no ball awareness, that your DBs have no ball awareness. So what you call 50-50 balls are balls that are intentionally being thrown to exploit their advantage over your weakness. And as Alex correctly said, how many of those 50-50 balls did you get? I mean, it's just dumb. I'm sorry. It's actually sort of offensive, in all honesty. Travis. Travis, how are you? Travis, appreciate
you. Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Call me back. Okay. Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. Always enjoy yours and Ramona's show. How are you today?
Thank you, Travis.
Good. Hey, I just listened to the Bob at Nyco Sports. I just want to say Rick Buchanan is who I've always dealt with, and I've ordered every ball since they've started this, and it's a great commemorative ball, great keepsake. But I'm going to say a few things, and then I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
What coach in the 10 years, based on the experience going in, versus Dabo Swinney, you know, being an assistant coach, in the 10 years that he's been there, what other coach has accomplished what he's accomplished in the 10 years when he promised us that the this was going to be the greatest decade at Clemson? And second of all, I was never a Carolina fan, but I always thought Todd Ellis was a great quarterback when he was at Carolina during the late 80s. But I know he made a comment a year or so ago that Clemson was cycling out. USC was cycling in. I just wonder what his thoughts are now that Clemson's cycling out, because if this is Clemson's version of cycling out based on Todd Ellis, which I think he is a great announcer, he was a good quarterback, but if this is our cycling out, you know, I along with probably a lot of the Clemson nation, we want Clemson to keep cycling out if this is what they reap towards the cycling out side of things. I just want to see what your thoughts were. Thank you. Always enjoy your show. Thanks, you and Ramona. Charles. Thank you for what you do, and congratulations to the Tigers. And I hope this is, like you say, many years to come. Nyco Sports does a great thing. So I encourage anyone to, you know, there's only 5,000. I ordered mine yesterday morning because they had told me that in the years past they would order them and no one was buying them, so they got stuck with them. So this year they were only going to do it after the game if Clemson won out. And I ordered mine yesterday morning. Rick Buchanan at Nyco Sports says, hey, you know, this is a low number. You're within the first, you know, 400 or 500 of people that have called. So it is a great thing. But anyway, I enjoy your show, and I look forward to hearing your comments off the air.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate it. Yeah, those footballs have actually sold out every year. And yeah, you're 100% right. Get in on it. Get in on it early. In terms of Dabo Swinney, yeah, it's almost an unparalleled start. I mean, it's remarkable, and it doesn't have it doesn't have any end in sight. Regarding Todd Ellis's comments, I mean, I, again, Todd's a smart guy. He's an attorney. He's a smart guy. But that comment was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard anyone say. We all say dumb things from time to time. But, I mean, that's historically dumb. I mean, just is. I'm sorry, just is. I mean, you know, there was no sign at all that Clemson was going anywhere. Quite the contrary, Clemson appeared to be getting stronger. And I think that's where we are. Clemson's getting better, believe it or not. Quick break.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him at second, at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history, national champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, like a 2018 F-150 XLT with four-wheel drive and heated seats, $13,000 off MSRP at just $37,960. Are you kidding me? That's why we always say, trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and save big on this F-150 XLT right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through February 20.